Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Scott Rabelais joining us now, sports columnist for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, at Rabelais ADV on Twitter. Scott, how are you, man?
And NOLA.com and Baton Rouge Advocate. We're all over the place.
Yeah, we are. How you been?
We cover Louisiana like the dew, as they say. I'm good. Thank you. Went up to Canton, saw the ceremony a couple weeks ago, and now I'm back here watching the Tigers sweat it out every day.
Scott, when you look at LSU fall camp so far, what's been the biggest headline?
Is it the injuries or what?
Definitely been the injuries. I mean, going in, everybody was like, talking about the offense and everything, but they've had a lot of guys out. They've been down to 11 or 12 offensive linemen at times. Joe Burrow missed the first scrimmage last Saturday. Grant Delpit's been out a lot. Christian Fulton's been in and out. Both those guys practiced today, but Kalevon Chessan still been out, and it's still not risen to the level of red alert yet. But you want to start seeing these guys, as Les Miles would have said, come to health very soon. They have another scrimmage scheduled for this Saturday, one more next Saturday before the season opener against Georgia Southern on the 31st. So it's going to be a time where no indication that any of these are season-ending catastrophes, but it's getting to be the time you want to get these guys back out there, get some reps, get some chemistry with their teammates.
Now, Scott, I want you to reflect back because you look at DBU, that being LSU, and the players they produce at the highest level in the NFL. And we had Coach O on Monday night. We had the Silver Slipper second guest, and we had Coach O on. And he was just raving about Derek Stingley. And if you look at – I remember reading where he was the best cornerback LSU had in the pre-Fiesta Bowl practices. And look where he's at right now, just as a returner. How, if you can recall, how can you compare him maybe to when Patrick Peterson first came on campus?
Well, I think it's a similar expectation level, a similar buzz about him. But there have been a guy who came. He turned down a trip to the All-American Bowl, I believe it was, one of the two most prestigious All-Star games for top recruits to come practice with LSU before they left to go to Arizona for the Fiesta Bowl. And as you said, Dave Aranda said at the Fiesta Bowl he was the best guy in practice. Of course, he had the big interception against Joe Burrow in the spring game, people will recall. So it's a big buzz and big shoes to fill. I mean, Greedy Williams. It's fine, but no one has hesitated at all. I mean, Ed Orgeron and Aranda, no one has backed off of saying that he is a guy who's going to go out there as a true freshman and start, and then probably, as you said, be a kick returner as well. So huge expectations for the young man, but he is believed to be a huge talent. As some people probably know, his grandfather was Darryl Stingley, who was unfortunately paralyzed, right, in a hit playing for the New England Patriots, playing wide receiver years ago. Supposedly, he died a few years ago. Before he died, he told his son, watching Derek run, he said, that boy's going to be special. And so we're going to see if grandfather's prediction comes true very soon.
Now, Scott, when you look at you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. And what I mean by that, when you're putting a game plan together, that's one thing. And I'm talking about Steve Ensminger and Joe Brady. When you talk about, you put in your run pass options or your run plays, pass plays, what you want to do. Is it like Steve Ensminger in the press box and Joe Brady's right by him? And is Coach Ensminger calling the plays with having a little influence with Joe Brady? Well, what is that process? Because I don't think they totally just doing whatever Joe Brady wants to do. I still think Coach Ensminger is in charge, but wants some influence from Joe Brady. Is that correct or what?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I think Joe Brady is supposed to have brought in plays and concepts from the RPOs, stuff that he learned under Joe Moorhead at Penn State when he was offensive coordinator. Of course, now the head coach at Miss State. Plays and concepts from the Saints passing game. you know, I think we'll see, you know, nobody does screens better than the Saints, and I think you'll see some of that with LSU's repertoire this year. But it's a lot of plays that he's brought, but it's still Steve Ensminger's offense to call with Joe sitting next to him, offering, having a play ready to go if it's something that, you know, Ensminger's looking for some input for. So, yeah, it's kind of an unusual situation. They both could be, as you said, up in the press box together. I'm kind of eager to see how it comes out. I think Steve Ensminger is a very good play caller, but I think you're going to have see some evidence of LSU's offense becoming more, you know, modern, more current, more straight, right, more cutting edge, and that's what Joe Brady is supposed to bring with his influence in the playbook.
Now, Scott, again, I want you to look back and. The past few seasons, let's say you can't go past, I don't know, more than a dozen years, so to speak, but where they're at right now as far as from the quarterback position, where Joe Burrow is at and his confidence as the starter, and then I look at Miles Brennan being a sophomore, the weight that he's put on and his confidence. I mean, I know he could, you know, he could throw it. I've witnessed that. And then you got true freshman Peter Parrish. Is this maybe in one of the best-case scenarios they've been in a while when you look at least three deep from the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect – I think Parrish is probably bound for a red shirt, although obviously you can play now four games and still red shirt, so you may see him a little bit this year. They say they're going to play Miles because you got to groom somebody for 2020 because Joe only has this year left.
Right.
But, but my concern with this offense – Bobby, and as a quarterback, I'm sure you could appreciate this. You know, if they're going to do a lot of RPOs, he's going to be carrying the ball. He's going to be subject to a lot of hits. And now Joe's a tough guy. I mean, everybody right. knows Joe's toughness, but there could be a time when Miles has got to play more than people think he's got to play. So
right.
that's important. So yeah, I think for the kind of offense they want to run, this is probably one of the better situations they're in. You got to have that. You still got to have that one main guy at the top. And this is, I'm firmly convinced, this is Joe Burrow's team. You know, a year ago, he'd just been here for a couple of months. He went through spring practice at Ohio State last year, then came to LSU, and was still trying to get acclimated to everyone. Learn. He said, "I didn't know everybody's name."
Right.
You know, now he's been here. He's kind of running the team. Is like, come on, you guys, come with me. Let's go win some football games. And they responded to it.
And you know, Scott, I'm kind of reflecting back now. Look with Matt Flynn. He took advantage of that one opportunity. They won a national championship, but he had to wait his turn. So looking at those years of the depth, I mean, is that comparable or what?
I mean, yeah, that year you had him and Ryan Perilou, of course, that was the freshman phenom.
Right.
He wasn't a freshman. I take that back. I'm sorry. He was a sophomore that year. But and of course he had to play in the SEC championship game and was the MVP.
It was outstanding.
When Matt got hurt, when Matt Flynn got hurt against Arkansas in the regular season finale. So yeah, I mean, you need two quarterbacks. This is I like to say there's the NFC South, and then there's right behind it is the. It's the SEC
West.
In terms of toughness, tough league in this part of the country. So you got to have that depth in the quarterback position as well, no doubt. And it seems like a good position. Brennan supposedly has filled out, added about 30 pounds. He looks better. He's got a strong arm. He's got a stronger arm than Burrow, actually. You know, but doesn't have quite the experience and the leadership that you can't pass up with Joe.
Scott, that kind of leads me right into my next question. You guys are talking about Joe Burrow potentially. Maybe being nicked up and Miles Brennan might have to go in for a series or two or perhaps even a half or two or a game. Do you think internally they're confident in Miles Brennan could function within their offense and help them and operate and win a game or two should he be called upon as a backup?
And you know, Scott, I'm going to interrupt Christian on that because it's probably the third time I'm going to say this now. Coach Ensminger told me if you go with the most improved player from last year to this year, he told me Miles Brennan. Now, it was off the air and all that, and I don't think he minds me saying this. He said it was Miles Brennan. Boy, and I was like, mm-hmm. Whoa, that speaks volumes right there.
Yeah, I mean, they have to prepare for that eventuality that Miles may have to play an extended number of quarters or something like that. Look, Joe, like I said, Joe missed the scrimmage. Apparently he took a hit and he wasn't supposed to take in practice. And he missed the scrimmage this past Saturday. So they say he could have gone maybe if he needed to, and it wasn't a major issue, and he returned to practice this week. But it illustrates the point that they have to have somebody else going in there. And I think that, yeah, I think they're more confident than they probably would have been a year ago. And it's a much different situation than a year ago when Miles was the one who was hurt.
Right.
And they couldn't let Joe do all the things they wanted to do offensively because they didn't really have a good option backing him up. This year, they have a good option. And I think they're going to be able to feel confident in running the full repertoire that they have offensively in terms of what the quarterback can do.
Scott, good stuff as always, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, Scott Rabelais, sports columnist for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. At Rabelais ADV on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.